Okay, so Shavuos is around the corner, so let's talk a little bit about Megillah Saras. One aspect of Megillah Saras, the Megillah tells us that when Nami sends down Rus to Boaz, v'rachatz v'sacht v'samt simlei sayach, to go bathe yourself, to anoint yourself, and to put on your clothes. Chazal say in the Gemara on Shabbos that this is a makor for a begadim on Shabbos. So it's interesting that this should be the makor for that. We can understand a little bit from the fact that Rus, she's the mother of the Malchus. Shabbos is Malchus, of course. And so the Begadim of Rus are like Big Day Shabbos, fine. But Ba'imek, to try to understand the nature of these Begadim of Rus and the significance of Big Day Shabbos Bechlal. There are a few Midrashim, which will hopefully shed light on the Sugya, a few Midrash Pliyas. Hopefully will take us to other sugyas to expand understanding of Big Day Shabbos and Yom Tov Bechlal. One very interesting one is as follows. Amar Bilam leBalak. So this takes us to Parshas Balak. So Bilam says to Balak, Heich akalalem, how can I curse them? Haloi heim leifshim Big Day Shabbos v'Yom Tov. Behold, they are wearing, Klai Yisrael is wearing Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Yom Tov. There's more to the Medrash, but this is what we need for this shir. Bilam tells Balak, I can't curse them because they're wearing Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Yom Tov. So isn't it amazing that because of the Big Day Shabbos, Big Day Yom Tov, it repelled the curses of Bilam? But Bechlal, like, what was the Havamina? What's the Havamina? What's the Maskana? Was the Havamina that he thought that I see they're wearing Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Yom Tov, and that's why I can't curse them? That I thought maybe he could penetrate, like, what's going on here? And now, a couple other Midrashei Pliya, there happen to be many Midrashei Pliya when it comes to Kriyas Yom Tov, more than usual. And a few of them are as follows. It says, Zachar Sima Shabbos Lakacha, Zachar Bayam, Vishamar Bayabasha. Okay? Another one, probably one of the more well-known Midrashei Pliya is, Ra'a Hayam Vayanas, that the Yam saw and it split. Ma Ra'a, what did the Yam see? Arona Shal Yosef Ra, it saw the Aron of Yosef and it split. Another Medrash Pliya is, Ma Ra'a Hayam Vayanas, Yisrael Bayim, Yisrael was coming, V'Rechush Mitzrayim B'Yadam. And they had along with them the Rechush of Mitzrayim, spoils of Mitzrayim. And one last one, we'll get to a little bit later in Mitzvah. Now, the fact that Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim with this rechush, the Torah tells us that Hashem told Moshe that I owe one to Avram Avinu. V'acharichin yitzu b'rechush gadol. So go tell the Yidden to ask the Mitzrayim for kli klesef and kli zav and smalos and for precious clothes and to leave Mitzrayim. What's interesting, the Chassam Sofer raises this point, is to understand the nature of these clothes that the Yidden were taking. Says, we know the Bnei Yisrael were saved from Mitzrayim because for all those years, lo shinu es levusham, they didn't change their lashon, they didn't change their clothes. They kept to the Yiddisha begadim. So now here Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling them to take the Big Day Mitzrayim. Isn't that a stira to the fact that Bnei Yisrael, that they were the Big Day Yisrael the whole time and now they're leaving? And Hashem's telling them what? To take the Big Day Mitzrayim just to have in their knapsacks? Hashem wants them to wear it. And the Chassam Sofer says, yeah, they wore it. And it was a siman to the fact that they had left Mitzrayim that they put on these begadim. So we need to understand that to explain that in Mitzvah Hashem. So in order to do so, let's turn our attention to Purim. We've spoken about this many times, about Tilbash Esther Malchus, that how things turned around for Klai Yisrael at the time that Esther put on these levushim, what Chazal called levushim of Malchus. What's the nature of these levushim of Malchus? So it could be as follows. We know that Mordechai told Esther not to tell Achashverosh that she comes from royalty. And this is something that Achashverosh really, really needed to know. It could be, that since Esther refused to reveal to Achashverosh her ancestry, her yichus, so she wasn't allowed to wear the royal clothes. because the royal clothes were only allowed to be worn by royalty. And it could be that that's the reason why Vashti was so infuriated when Ahasuerus told her to come out, as Chazal explained it, only with the Keser Malchus and not with the royal clothes, right? Just with the Keser, otherwise unclothed, was because this was a big shtach to Vashti, because Vashti was the royal one out of the two of them. Ahasuerus didn't come from royalty. Vashti did. And the fact that she wore those clothes was a simon to the fact that the Malchus belonged to her and Ahasuerus was just second. And here, Esther was being told by Mordechai to go in. Vatilbash Esther Malchus means that she was going to put on the royal clothes, the clothes of Vashti. The clothes of Vashti, the clothes of the Malchus. Because this was going to be the very first hint that Ahasuerus was going to get from Esther that she indeed comes from royal blood. And Chazal said that when Ahasuerus saw her coming, Vatilbash Esther Malchus, he came running from his throne and he embraced her. And he kissed her and he said, I love you so much, you're the best. Later on, of course, at the Suda is when Esther tells Ahasuerus precisely where she comes from, the Hainu from the Malchus of Shaul. But Vatilbash Esther Malchus meant that she wore royal clothes because she was telling Ahasuerus, I do come from royal blood. And Ahasuerus was ecstatic about that. But these were the clothes of Vashti. These were the clothes of Vashti. Vatilbash Esther Malchus. Mordechai as well, when Haman was asked by Ahasuerus, what should we do? Kach yaseh la'ish, mayaseh la'ish. So he said, to put the royal clothes on the person you wish to honor. That didn't just mean, according to this, that he was going around in the royal clothes. It was a simon that he's royalty, that he's mamish royalty, that if he could wear such clothes. And l'maisa, Mordechai wore their clothes, and it was befitting for Mordechai to wear those clothes because Mordechai came from Yehuda, and there is something royal about Mordechai. He has that ancestry. And in the same way that Esther wore the clothes of Vashti, those royal clothes, and there was a Vanahapachu. So Mordechai wore the clothes of Ahasuerus, and there was a Vanahapachu. The significance of the Bigdei Malchus in the Nes of Purim. We find also by Yaakov, when Yaakov was told to go into Yitzchak, that Yaakov was afraid. He says, Ulai yikalalani avi, maybe my father will curse me. To which Rivka says, don't worry, it's on me. Go take the Bigdei Chamudos, the clothes of Esav, and to go in and get the brachas. It's due to you. We imagine that these clothes that Yaakov put on were like some smelly, you know, goat skins. It was true that she did put goat skins on his arms and so on, and on his neck, so that he would feel like Esav, but the Bigdei Chamudos was not that. The Bigdei Chamudos were clothes which belonged to Adam HaRishon, the very first Melech, and it was Nimrod had those clothes, and he was also Melech. These are royal clothes. That's why they're called Bigdei Chamudos, because everybody wanted them. And Yaakov was able to secure those brachos by wearing the clothes of who? Of Esav, of Nimrod. Those clothes which he wouldn't touch ever. He wished that he would never have any shaychis to them. But he put those on, and that's how he was zeichet to the brachos. When we go to Rus, which is really our makor, now that we've discussed Mordechai and Esther, and Yaakov and Yitzchak and Esav, now turning our attention to Rus, which is perhaps the focal point of the sugya, here, Nami tells Rus to go down v'samtzim lechsayach, and to secure the relationship with Boaz. Which is very similar to Esther going into Ahasuerus, to Yaakov going into Yitzchak, to Rus going to Boaz. These were all kings. Boaz was the shofet, he was the king. Yitzchak was like a melech. Ahasuerus was certainly a melech. And here, Rus is being told to put on your royal clothes. What royal clothes? Rus was a pauper. She was collecting, you know, leket, shechachan leket in the fields of Boaz. So what royal clothes? So it could be the pshat is that Rus came from royalty. Rus came from the house of Chazal say, Eglon, the Melech of Moab. And it could be that when she left the house of Moab, she never threw out those royal clothes, although she would never wear them. And she wore Bigdei Yehudi, even though she was an Ani. But she kept those clothes. And this was the moment where Nami said to Russ, put on those clothes. I know you have nothing to do with them and you wouldn't want to wear it, but you can be ma'al of them, you can be masak in them, and these will be your big day Shabbos. And whether or not it was Shabbos or not, probably it wasn't even Shabbos, but by the fact that she was going to Boaz, and Boaz is the Melech, Shabbos is that Malchus. Of course, he comes from Yehuda. This was like Big Day Shabbos, but she was able to take the Begadim, which belonged to Moav, her royal clothes literally, and to elevate that into Big Day Shabbos V'yantif. In the same way that Esther took the clothes of Vashti, and that Yaakov took the clothes of Nimrod and Esav. And in the same way, going back to Kriyas Yamsav, when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, that the Yidden took the royal clothes of Mitzrayim. These weren't just farmer's clothes that they took. They don't need clothes like that. They wanted to take the royal clothes of the house of Paro, who was Meshabed them. Because this was a celebration, like the Chassam Sefer said, they were celebrating the Yitzhiyah from Mitzrayim. It wasn't a pshat that they put on these clothes because they had any connection to Mitzrayim. They weren't looking to be connected to their culture, to their ways, to their dress. This is a way of saying, take these clothes of your enemies, and by wearing them, that's called the rechush of Mitzrayim. That's called the spoils of Mitzrayim, that you've conquered your enemy, and now you're wearing their clothes, but their finest clothes. And they elevated that into being Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Yontif. And it must have been very hard for Klai Yisrael to do that. But this was part of the Nisayon in leaving Mitzrayim, that for all these years you didn't wear the Goyish clothes, but now you need to wear it. And in the Chos of the Emunah, that they trusted the Kodesh Baruch Hu that they should wear it, they were able to leave Mitzrayim. Which is perhaps why the Torah makes such an emphasis, being the kasher, the matzah to these clothes. It says, Vayisah ha'am esbetzeko ter miach matz, that they took out these matzahs before they would rise. Misha reisam, tsurus besim leisim ha'shechma, they put it on their shoulders and on these clothes, on the smalos. These goyish smalos. Like it says by Rus, the same thing, v'sam psim leisayach, they put on these clothes, these goyish clothes, these royal clothes, which they were able to be malat, to be masakin, to be makadish them, to be in Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Yontif. With this we can explain and understand the Midrashim which we mentioned earlier. We said, Bilam and said to Balak, how can I curse them? Hecha kalalim halohim levshim Big Day Shabbos v'yantif. They're wearing Big Day Shabbos and Yontif. What do you mean they're wearing Big Day Shabbos and Yontif? Since when were they wearing Big Day Shabbos v'yantif? When they left Mitzrayim, they put on these clothes. And these clothes were a celebration in celebrating the Yetziah from Mitzrayim. It was Pesach. And so they deserved to wear Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Yontif. Just parenthetically, the reason why it's called Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Yontif, because Pesach, the Torah refers to as Shabbos as well. It says, so Pesach is called Shabbos and Yontif. So the Lashon of the Medrash is very precise. Big Day Shabbos, u Big Day Yontif. It wasn't the pshat that on Shabbos they put on Big Day Shabbos and Yontif, they put on Big Day Yontif. They were wearing one set of clothing, which was the Big Day Mitzrayim, which are called Big Day Shabbos v'yontif, because Pesach is a Shabbos and also Yontif. And that's why Bilam couldn't curse them, because it repelled it, because it had the koyach, it couldn't catch on to Bnei Yisrael, because it was being deflected by the Mitzrayim, which Bnei Yisrael were mekadesh that. But that was the Havamina of Bilam to Balak to Bilam. He said, curse them, look, they're still connected to the Mitzri culture. They never really left Mitzrayim. Why would they be wearing their clothes? What he didn't realize is that they did it be'emunah, they listened to Hashem, that was Mala, the Big Day Shabbos, and by doing so was able to repel the curses of Bilam. What's interesting is that Chazal tell us that in the schar of the 42 korbanos that Balak brought, he was Zaycha, that Rus should come from him. Rus is from the line of Balak. Balak was the king of Moab, and Rus was the daughter of Eglon, the king of Moab. So the schar that he brought, 42 karbanos, even though it was shalolishma, mitaych shalolishma balishma, he was zeichet to Rus. What's the saying in mitaych shalolishma balishma? What's the shaykhis to this? Teretz is that the begodim that a person wears are like the chitzonius. But the chitzonius has the koyach to be mal of the pnimius. That's called shalolishma, which is the chitzonius, also impacts the pnimius. Like the Sefer Chinuch says that achar ha'pu'ulois, right, nimshach hadas, nimshach ha'pnimius, that the actions which we do, they influence how we think internal worlds. So here as well, because the wearing of Big Day Shabbos, although it's chitzonius, since the chitzonius can be ma'al of the pnimius, so that's why even though But look, he brought Korban HaShelo Lishma, it brought to Lishma, and that's why it's connected to Rus, because Rus, the whole Indian of Big Day Shabbos, is that it's Ma'ir the Pnimius as well. Fine. And with this, Bnei Yisrael came to Kriyas Yamsuf, the Yamsuf split for Bnei Yisrael. And it says that there was a very big din on Bnei Yisrael, that they worshipped the Avodah Zarah, and the Mitzrayim were after them. What does the Medrash say? Mara hayam vayanos, Yisrael banim urechush Mitzrayim biyadam. The rechush of Mitzrayim was the begadim that they were wearing. And they were immune to the din of the Yamsuf because they were wearing the Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Yontif. So the Medrash we said before, how can I curse them? They're wearing clothes of Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Yontif. In the same way they were protected from the curses of Balak, and Bilam because they were wearing Big Day Shabbos. That's the rechush that the Medrash was referring to. And because of this rechush, the Big Day Shabbos and Yontif, they were protected from the din of the Yamsuf as well. When we go to Rus, it's interesting, the Medrash says that as well that when she snuck into this garden where Barwas was, it says that he wanted to curse her because he thought she was a Zona or a Shindalit, and he didn't curse her. The same thing by Yaakov, we said before, that when Yaakov went into Yitzhak, it says that he wanted to curse him, he thought to curse him, but he was protected. In each case, we find that Achashverosh was going to kill, he was going to kill Esther. But no, because everything turned around. She was wearing the Batil Bashashtar Malchas. She was saved. And that has to do with Shabbos, of course, because Shabbos is the Makor HaBracha, and the Makor HaBracha of Shabbos is able to repel the clothes. There is a Tzad HaShaveh to all of these four instances, is that they all are associated with Pesach. Of course, Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the Kriyas Yamsuf, that's Pesach. Purim, although we celebrate Purim in Adar, it actually took place in Nisan during the days of Pesach, the Gemara says. Yaakov and Yitzchak, Yaakov went in, you know, with the Chagiga and with the Korban Pesach, right, these two series in. Pesach time, so the Medrash says. He went in on Pesach. And also, the Medrash says, Tosas HaShalem says, in the Rakeach, brought down in the Michzah Atik by Chaim Kanevsky, that when Pesach, when Rus went into Boaz, it was also the night of Pesach. So each and every case, all these instances, these Maisim took place the night of Pesach, how there were these Begadim, and these Begadim, Atel Bashas HaMachos, it's Big Day Shabbos, it's Big Day Yontev, were able to deflect the Klalas and to bring Yeshuas for Bnei Yisrael. So since it was the Begadim of the Klais were wearing Big Day Shabbos, Big Day Yamas, which was saved the day by the Yamsuf, we can explain the Medrash we said before. Zachar sema Shabbos lekacho, Zachar bayam, v'shamar bayabasha. What's Zachar bayam, shamar bayabasha? What does Shabbos have to do with Kriyas Yamsuf? So just like we explained, first of all, it was the seventh day of Pesach, which is connected Shabbos, although it wasn't actually Shabbos. But Zachar is the makar for how we know to wear Big Day Shabbos. Although the Gemara says it's v'chibarito, the Rambam writes towards the end of Hilchos Shabbos that v'chibarito is just the lashon of the Navi, but it's rooted in the mitzvah of Zachar sema Shabbos lekacho. So Zachar sema Shabbos lekacho means to wear Ksus Nakia, to wear Big Day Shabbos. So since Zachar, that's why they went into the Yom. The Shamar, since there's a Hekesh Zachar and Shamar, Shamar means the Shmira that the Begadim gave them. That was Biyabasha. That the Mitzrayim were not able to pounce on Bnei Yisrael, and neither was the Yom. Because since Zachar and Shamar, B'di Barach and Emru, so the Zachar is the Begadim, which split the Yamsuf, and the Shmira is the Shmira which they had from that. That's called Zachar by Yom. If it's Shamar Vayabasha, it split the Yam, so they were happy Yeshua, and there was Zecha to a Shmir as well. But this week's going to explain also, Ma Ra'a Hayam Vayanas Arona Shal Yosef Ra, that it saw the Aron of Yosef. What's the pshat in that? Because we know that Yosef as well, he was attacked by Ishas Potiphar. At his Pesibi Bigdo, she grabbed his shirt, and she showed everybody, Yosef tried to be ma'anis me. To rape me. That's what she said. So what was the riot? Because she had those clothes. If Yosef dressed up like every other mitzvi, then what riot would it be? Maybe it was somebody else's clothes. Teretz, he always went around with Big Day Yisrael. He always wore Big Day Yisrael. That's what set Yosef aside from everybody else. They called him an Ivri. He was called the Eved Ivri. Everybody knew Yosef was different. Because he always wore Big Day Yisrael. And to him, that was his Shemira. And she tried to use it as a proof that he tried to commit a crime against her. So that's the pshat Arona Shal Yosef Ra. It saw the Arona Shal Yosef means that it saw this chus of Yosef that he never was Mishana his Big Day Yisrael. And because the Yam saw that Bnei Yisrael were wearing Bigdei Mitzrayim, the Yam said, why should I split for the Yidden? I'm not going to split for the Yidden. They're connected to the Mitzrayim. Just like I wouldn't split for the Mitzrayim, I'm not going to split for the Yidden either. When it saw the Rana Shal Yosef, it saw, no, Bnei Yisrael aren't wearing the Begadim of Mitzrayim because they're connected to the Mitzri culture. Look at Yosef. Yosef, even though he was shtupped in Mitzrayim, he never put on the Mitzri clothes. So it must be that they're wearing it to celebrate the fact that they left. That's called the Rechush of Mitzrayim. So it's really these two chazals together. And in fact, I saw in the Medrash Pliya, according to Nachlas Yaakov, it actually has one Maimer Medrash Pliya where it says both. Ma Rahayam Vayanos, because it saw the Rechush Mitzrayim, and also Ra Rana Shal Yosef. It's really the two things together. Because Yosef was Meisr Nefesh to wear Bigdei Yisrael always, that's why he understood that if Bnei Yisrael were wearing the Begadim of the Sari Paro and Sari Mitzrayim, that it was only to celebrate. And they were calling this now their Chashad Bigdei Shabbos, because it was more Chashad than any other clothes which they had. They were consecrating this as Bigdei Shabbos V'yontav, and that's Chos, Zachar V'yam, V'shamar V'yabasha. And it's very nice because the Medrash says, another Medrash Pli we mentioned before, we would say, Bishasha Amar Yisrael Shira Layam, Lavash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chaluk Shal Tiferes. Hashem put on a special Begit of Tiferes when Klai Yisrael were crossing the Yamsuf. Mayahai, what's this all about? So I cut off the Medrash, there's more to it in greater detail, but not for now. The Pshat is that, why did Hashem put on clothes? The Teretz is because since the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf took place because Bnei Yisrael took the clothes of Mitzrayim and Be'emunah, and they said, we're going to make this, these chashav clothes of Paro, into Bigdei Shabbos, into Bigdei Yontif. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if that's what happened below, it was Ma'ir, the same Midah above, and Hashem put also his clothes of Teferis. Those clothes, Bnei Yisrael were Ma'ir with that. And the emphasis is every single Friday night, when we enter into Shabbos clothes, we put on a Bigdei Shabbos, and it takes a lot of work to get into Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos has to let us in. And the reason why we wear Bigdei Shabbos and Bigdei Yontif before Kabbalah Shabbos is because the Bigdei Shabbos and Bigdei Yontif, it knows how to split the Yamsuf in order to enter into the world of Shabbos Kodesh. That's what we say. When we first enter into Kabbalah Shabbos, we begin, L'chun r'manenu l'ashem n'abdu yu l'tzu yishenu. Asher b'yodim ekares, asher lo hayam v'hu asahu. That's a reference to Kriyas Yamsuf, that he makes the Yam and he makes the Yabasha. It means that he makes the Yabasha in the Yam. And we mention Kriyas Yamsuf as we first enter into the world of Shabbos Kodesh, after we're putting on our Bigdei Shabbos, as if that's our license, that's our passport to be able to enter into the world of Shabbos. It's a Kriyas Yamsuf every single Friday night. And that's why there's a lot of Shira on Friday night. We sing Shira because that's the Shira. That's what it means to leave the Mitzrayim of the week and to enter into the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Anan and the Man and the Kisei and the Anani HaKavod v'chuli. That's the world of Shabbos. That's what Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, they always seem like they always wore Bigdei Shabbos, like it says in the Medrash. Bilama said they were wearing Bigdei Shabbos, Bigdei Yontif, meaning that they were always in that state. It was a constant celebration of the Yetziyah from Mitzrayim. But their chermes, that's why L'chun Iranen al Hashem. Nariya is Gematria Besechayam Bayabasha. As if to say, when we say those words, that's how we enter into the Yam. Zachar Bayam, V'shamar Bayabasha. What's nice as well is that the Medrash tells in the Pirkei Avot Elazar that Paro also sang Shir by the Yamsuf. He sang Micha Mecha Beinu Masha Micha Mecha Nedu Bakodesh. And of course, it's a plia. Why should Paro sing Shir by the Yamsuf? But the Teretz is that we know that we said before the Pnimius and the Chitzonius are Makasha. That the Chitzonius has a way of being Ma'ir the Pnimius. Of course, Pnimius can be Ma'ir the Chitzonius, but the Chitzonius can also be Ma'ir the Pnimius. And here that they took the clothes of Paro, which is the Begadim of the Malchus of the Sai Paro, and they wore it, and the Nes happened through those Begadim. So since the clothes of Paro Ma'ir the Nes, it was also able to be Ma'ir Paro to Ashira too. That's called Sus V'Rachba Ramavayam. The Sus is the Chitzonius, that's the Behema. The Reichev is the one who rides it, he's the Pnimius. It says sus v'rachma ramavayim. The sus comes before the roichiv. They hear the chitzonis comes before the pnimius. And since the koyach of chitzonis is able to remember the pnimius, that's why Paro himself sings shira. It's very nice because Chazal say that Paro is doma to a caliph, and caliph also sings shira. It's also in Perek Shira. What's the pasuk that the caliph sings? He sings the following. He says, "Bo nishtachav v'nichra nivrachal lifnei Hashem elokeinu." That's the Shir of the Caliph. Sound familiar, Yosef? What do we say that pasuk? Kabbalah Shabbos, Friday night. We say the Chunaranana Lashem, the Rishili Shenu. And then we say, that pasuk is in the Chunaranana. Why is it in the Chunar Adonai? Because the Chunar Adonai is the Indian of Kriyas Yamsuf. Asher hu ayom hu asav asher hu avetzor. Then we say the next pasuk, bo nishtachav avenevchal lifnei Hashem elokeinu. That's the shear of power. That's the shear of the caliph. Because Kriyas Yamsuf was one with the chitzonis, with ma'or the pinim, the pinim, so took the begadim, they turned into big day Shabbos and Yontif. That was ma'or shear of power himself. In conclusion, it's a very nice the connection in Megillah of Rus, because we know that Boaz and Ploni Almoni and Elimelech, they were all brothers, at least according to one day, they were all brothers. They were all children of Nachshon ben Aminadav. So what's Nachshon's kesher to this? Kriyas Yamsuf, Chazal tells us, was because of Nachshon. He was the one who jumped into the Yamsuf. And Boaz had that mid of Nachshon, that although there was a shayla of Moavi, lo yavu amoni Moavi b'kal Hashem, right? And Yibum was a very daring mitzvah to take on. Ploni Amoni was also a big person. He was afraid. Yibum, you have to do completely the Shema, otherwise it's an Isra Arayis. But he had the bitachon, he had the koach, just like Nachshon had the koach to jump into the Yamsuf. And Rus also had that bitachon. She listened exactly to what was told to do. It was very daunting to go to dress up like a zona in the middle of the night to go to the feet of the Gadol b'Yisrael, to the Melech. What type of a sakana that was? What type of a sakana was for Esther to go in front of Achashverosh? Or for Yaakov to go in front of Yitzhak? All these people are going in front of the Melech. The Melech Machem Lachem. This is why they're called Big Day Shabbos. Even by the Yamsuf in Yisrael, Zakeh Ben Veyu, they stood in front of the Melech because they were wearing Big Day Shabbos. Every entrance into that world requires a lot of emunah, requires a lot of bitachon, and Nachshon represented that bitachon. And that's why Boaz is a remes to Mekriyas Yamsuf. It says, Nehalta ve'ozcha anavei katshecha. It's a remes to Boaz. Nehalta ve'ozcha with your Boaz anavei katshecha. The koyach, the bitachon of Nachshon. That's a big day Shabbos, big day Yontif. It's not just that we wear them l'kovid, but it gives us koyach as well. It infuses kedusha within us. We'll conclude with the Maisa. Let's have a couple minutes. This Maisa is not just a nice story to the Vart, but it's also Mamash Araya. The Sar Shalom from Belz, it happened once that there was a big Lashon Hara against the Yidden in the city where he was, and his father-in-law came in and he says, run Shalom, run for your life. And Shalom said, okay. He didn't go anywhere. He just sat at the table and he put on his Big Day Shabbos. The troops came in, they looked around the house, they didn't see anybody, and then they left. His father-in-law came back and he says, you're Meshugana. He says, how could you take such risk? I told you to leave. You knew they were coming. You stayed in the house. You're sitting by the table. And so he said, I thought to myself, what can I do to save myself? I thought, it says in Megillas Ros, it says, V'rachatz v'samsim l'chzayach. She put on her Big Day Shabbos. V'al tivadi l'ish. Nami says, nobody will know you. Nobody will see you. So I said, I learned from there that not the pshat that put it on and nobody will hopefully see you. By putting on the Big Day Shabbos, that's why nobody would see her. So I said to myself, if I put on my Big Day Shabbos, nobody will see me. And that's exactly what happened. He put on his Big Day Shabbos, he sat by the table, they walked in, they didn't see him. That's a raya. That the Big Day Shabbos, that's the raya, the Vatil B'Shas HaMalchus, that's the Shmira, that's the Zachar Bayam, that there's a Sakana, that the Shamar Bayabasha, that Hashem opens up and splits the sea, and it provided a Shmira. So we see that Big Day Shabbos is not just a nice thing. It infuses, it's the Chitzonis, which is Ma'ur, the Pnimis, and it allows us to enter in and to be zechet to higher places by being mala the sitra achra, those big day malchus, in the same way that Esther took the clothes of Vashti, and Rus took the clothes of Moav, and Yaakov took the clothes of Esav, and the Yidden took the clothes of the Mitzrayim, they were mala that, and with that they were able to be zechet to enter into new places, but then Muna B'tach, and we should be zechet to enter into those places, to be mekabel the malchus shaloylam, v'yizkoyal tzedek, and here we may know.